Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 86. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 62. Sunny with a high of 92 throughout Friday, then clear skies into Friday night with a low around 65. Warming up even more as we head into Saturday, sunny with a high nearing 97. Mostly clear skies with a low of 67 throughout Saturday night, then sunny and 97 again on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Harvest season is around the corner for many in the agricultural community, but with the ongoing extreme heat that we've seen over the past few weeks, it's been a harsh summer for many of those crops as they go into harvest, especially when it comes to corn and soybeans.
Where we're at now, you can tell the leaves are, we're down to the plants dying, and none of the pods have much of a bean in them at all. We had just enough moisture to really promote growth, but then we got heat and dryness at the key wrong times when we needed on the reproduction side of the crop to make the grain.
That was John Kirchen, a farmer out of the Garden Plain area on Cake News. Where many agricultural experts, including Kansas State Extension agent Jeff Seiler, says the state's drought has left very little soil moisture to help some of the crops fight off that heat, and it's not getting any better. And they say even with crop insurance to be able to cover some of the losses for the farmers, that can only last for a couple of years.
But we always had that cautious optimism that, you know, if this shuts off and we get hot, we don't have enough moisture down in the reserve that we can last.
Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. Rossville High School out of Topeka, Kansas says they are celebrating one of the high school art teachers as he gave back to the community, painting a mural and saying he hopes it brings tourism to the area to view the painting.
Joint effort between Delia Pride and the Jackson County Tourism Council. They came to me about April. They were trying to find somebody to paint a mural here. They wanted to do something in the community that would bring people here. There was a young man here that... I taught at Rossville High School. His name's Shawa Hale. He's a nationally recognized singer that travels around and sings. There's a fancy dancer depicted up there that then I taught him at Rossville. His name's Noe Potts.
That was Garrett Larson, the artist and high school teacher, who said he wanted to showcase the unique cultures of people around in the area by incorporating vibrant different colors of his creation, saying that the art will be able to catch the attention of someone going by as he looks to bring that attention and creativity to the classroom.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Thousands of individuals are flocking to Grand Island throughout the week for the Nebraska State Fair, with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln saying that the economic impact for the state fair comes in at over $20 million for the community and the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports it, according to the Grand Island Chamber of Commerce president, they say the city had acquired the state fair back in 2008, sinking in more than $7.5 million to facilitate the state's relocation to their community.
The Nebraska State Fair brings people to Grand Island. They bring new technology to show to the attendees of the Nebraska State Fair. They bring in a variety of acts and entertainment that are maybe not available in other places at other times of the year.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say just in the community alone, hotels are at full capacity for the state fair, driving people into the community from all around the Mid-America region. Mid-America Network News.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Memorial Healthcare has announced plans to open a new rural health clinic in Axtell in partnership with the Axtell Community Fitness Center. The building will house a 24/7 fitness center, including exercise equipment and a walking track, a space for group fitness, and will also be used by school students as a weight room, in addition to CMH's new rural health clinic space. The committee's goal is to improve rural access to a healthy lifestyle year-round, offering a safe and convenient location to work toward personal health goals. The fitness center is under construction just south of the Axtell High School. Temps Disposal has added a second recycle bin with a section for office paper, newspaper, magazines, and catalogs, along with more space for cardboard and plastic, to the 24/7 recycling collection site in Marysville at Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street. Court Street in downtown Beatrice is closing from 2nd to 7th Streets to allow for reconstruction of the water main. Westbound traffic is being detoured a block north to Ella, and westbound traffic a block south to Market Street through mid-October. Accommodation for local business access will be allowed through cross streets and alleyways, with use of public parking in the downtown area. Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John, who announced his resignation at Monday's City Council meeting, has reportedly been hired as City Administrator at Mulvane, Kansas, effective October 7th. He has served Marysville for 7 years, and a replacement process has not yet been determined by city officials in Marysville. Washington County authorities answered a call at Colonial Acres in Washington August 24th with a burglary reported. Jeffrey Wilder of Greenleaf was arrested on pending charges of burglary, theft, and criminal damage to property. He is being held at the Washington County Jail. City of Washington residents have received a survey in the mail to be filled out by each property owner for each address on the city's water supply system. Survey is 2 pages. Be sure to complete both sides. Surveys returned by Friday, September 1st, will be entered into a drawing to receive a $50 credit toward the customer's water bill. Winners will be selected to receive the credit. For additional information, contact Washington City Hall. Kenneth D. Kenny Craig, age 89, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Craig. Daniel L. Castor, age 39, of rural Dubois, passed away at his home August 19th. Celebration of life service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Iron Horse Lake Rural Dubois. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Daniel Castor. Robert J. Bob Kenworthy, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bob Kenworthy. Gail Repke, age 90, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Repke. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, cornbread, mac and cheese, garden blend, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and pineapple. TNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Fitted, your new apparel and footwear store in Seneca at 426 Main. We are open and look forward to showing you our newly remodeled location, featuring footwear for everyone in your family. We carry clothing for teens on up to all ages of women and men in a wide variety of brands, including our partnership with Five Sisters. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Southeast winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. More sunshine as we head into Friday, slightly warmer with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. And staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny and even warmer as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still warm and sunny as we head into Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Temperatures still warm as we head into Monday as well with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And clear Monday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late August, 86. Record high on this date, 105. The average low, 63, and the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:02. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54. Headed 62 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the end of August. 31st, KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Ladies, get ready to indulge in some serious retail therapy. At MSC Boutique, we've got you covered from sizes small to 3X. While you're shopping, check out our new children's line. We can't wait to connect with you and help you put your best foot forward. Buy now, pay later with Sezzle at MSC Boutique in downtown Marysville. Feel good fashion for everyday life.
Women's volleyball, a record-setting deal in Nebraska. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. 92,003 fans packed Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska last night to watch the women's volleyball team, the largest crowd ever to witness a women's sporting event. The five-time champion Cornhuskers women's team beat Omaha 3-0. Head coach John Cook.
This is unbelievable for women's athletics to do this in Nebraska. You know, we've dreamed big here tonight. We really dream big.
Here in New York City, the U.S. Open continues. Casper Ruud and Stefanos Tsitsipas, world's number 5 and 7, respectively, eliminated. Americans Francis Tiafoe and Taylor Fritz advance, along with soon-to-be world number 1 Novak Djokovic. On the women's side, American Coco Gauff and world number 3 Iga Swiatek advanced. To baseball, Rockies hosting the Braves. Top 6 with a man on for Atlanta.
First pitch to Orlando. Launched to left field. That baby is gone.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. Orlando Arcia's two-run shot was the 250th home run the Braves have launched this year, a single-season franchise record. They beat the Rockies 7-3. The White Sox blasted three home runs at Camden Yards to down the Orioles 10-5. The Guardians scored one in the eighth and one in the ninth to tie the Twins. In the tenth, they pushed across three more for a 5-2 win. Freddie Freeman's spectacular season for the Dodgers continues. Bottom three in L.A. Freeman broke a scoreless tie, and the Dodgers went on to shut out the D-backs 7-0 for a series sweep. Cubs edge the Brewers 3-2. Mariners get by the A's 5-4. The Mets walk off the Rangers 6-5-10, dropping Texas to third, while Seattle and Houston remain tied for the AL West lead by way of the Stros' 7-4 victory over Boston. FIBA World Cup, Team USA routed Jordan 110-62. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on Key and EY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on Key and EY. Scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Here's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Thursday, August the 31st. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, yesterday we had some volatility with the markets. Let's check in on your Wednesday, see how it went. It could affect today. Here's how your Wednesday finished. Corn for September, 461 and three quarters. That's down 7 3/4. December corn finished down 6 at 480 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for September, 719 and a quarter, up 4 3/4. December Kansas City wheat, 731 three quarters. That's up 2 1/2. Oats for September, 474 three quarters. That's down 16 and a quarter. Oats for December, down 16 and a half at $5 and a quarter. Soybeans for September, 1381 and a quarter, down 3/4. Soybeans for November, 1386 and 3/4. That's down 5 3/4. Looking at cotton for October, 88.28 final price, up $1.19. December cotton finished at 87.88, up 99 cents. Live cattle for August, $178.80, down $2.20. High was $180.65. Low, $178.67.5. Live cattle for October, $180.05, down $1.42.5. High was $181.30. Low, $179.75. Feeder cattle for August, $250.05, down 65 cents. High, $250.52.5. Low, $249.67.5. And feeder cattle for September, $252.62.5. That's down $1.40. And that's your market information.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. In the 1930s, the government created a corporation with the intent of helping protect and support farm incomes. K-State law professor Roger McOwen shares how the corporation was started and the transitions it has gone through since.
It's a wholly owned United States government corporation. It was created way back during the Great Depression in 1933 with the purpose of stabilizing and supporting and protecting farm income and prices. So that's its basic charter as to what the purpose, the congressional purpose behind it is. It's federally chartered by the CCC Charter Act of 1948. It was originally just created by executive order in 1933 by President Roosevelt. And then 6 years later was transferred to the USDA by, again, another executive order. But it was incorporated in 1948, again, with the purpose of preventing in agriculture another depression in terms of farm prices. So its basic function, again, is to stabilize and support and protect farm income and prices. And it's also now the federal government's primary financing arm for many domestic as well as international ag programs.
He says how much the CCC has been used in the pattern of its work.
The Commodity Credit Corporation, in terms of loaning funds to farmers, has been a widely used tool in the past. Now, with the way agricultural markets function, it hasn't been used as heavily in recent years. But that's always a cyclical thing, and it will be used to make loans.
McOwen describes how the loans work and how it can be used by farmers.
And it does make these commodity and farm storage facility loans where farmers' crops then, they pledge their crops as collateral. And those loans are part of the overall price income support system of the federal farm programs. Again, under that general heading, again, keep in mind the charter here, the CCC funds are to be used to support and stabilize commodity prices. So a farmer takes out a loan and then they repay the loan. That's called a redemption of the loan. The farmer can sell the grain, feed it to livestock, or store it. And this is where the concept of ceiling grain comes in. A lot of farmers are familiar with that and others are familiar with that. But most of them are non-recourse. And what that means is when the time comes for the loan to mature, if the loan plus interest isn't paid, then all the farmer does is simply forfeit the commodity back to the CCC, and that's deemed to be full payment for the loan. What that does is effectively establish a minimum price because the farmer can always just forfeit the grain if prices drop below the loan value, and they still get the ability to market their grain if commodity prices go up. So it establishes a floor. That's the stabilization impact of a CCC loan.
That was K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen with information about Commodity Credit Corporation loans that farmers are able to use. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They've got nearly 1,000 early consignments, including 20 mixed steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds, 10 black steers and heifers, 5 to 550. 36 black and white-faced steers and heifers weigh 6 to 650. 53 black steers at 600 to 900 pounds. 136 black heifers weigh 650 to 8 and a quarter. 16 red and black steers and heifers weigh 7 to 850. 130 mostly black steers at 800 pounds. 20 black and red steers weigh 8 to 850. 10 black heifers off grass, replacement quality, weighing 8 to 850. 47 mostly black heifers off grass weigh 8 to 850. 12 mostly black steers off grass, 8 to 850. 126 black and Charlie steers off grass weighing 850 pounds. 125 mixed steers weigh 850 to 9. 62 black and red steers off grass, 875 to 9. 30 black steers, 875 to 9. 25 black steers off grass, 875 to 9 and a quarter, with 60 weighing in at 9 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Getting your lawn from good to great is sometimes as simple as overseeding. A few tips for success today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 31st, the 243rd day of the year. Singer Van Morrison has a birthday, and on this day in 1964, it was announced that California had become the most populous state in America. Overseeding is the simplest way to deal with a thin, patchy lawn, but there is more to it than simply tossing down some seed. Try these steps for a better chance of success. First, prep the lawn for good seed-to-soil contact. Mow it short and using a strong rake, remove thatch and rough up the turf. Next, spread the seed heavily. Overseeding requires nearly twice the amount as seeding bare soil. Finally, water frequently and keep off the lawn while the tender shoots are getting established. The final weeks of summer, by the way, are the ideal time for lawn renovation. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, and it's 62 sunshine this hour. Seasonal highs around 90 on tap for today, then a warm-up into the weekend. We could hit triple digits before Labor Day.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a day off for the Kansas City Royals after finishing up their three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates at home at Kauffman Stadium, before starting off a new three-game series also at home again on Friday against the Boston Red Sox. The struggles for the Royals continue after their three-game series on the road against the Seattle Mariners, where they got swept with a 7-5 loss, 15-2 loss, and a 3-2 loss earlier in the week. The Royals continue to widen that margin, sitting right now 41-91 for the overall season and at the bottom of the AL Central, as they are sitting 23-40 for a record at home, 18-51 on the road. The Boston Red Sox have struggled, but are close to a 500 score this year, sitting number 4 in the AL East at 69-62 and 33-32 on the road. Kansas City remains at home for two more series against the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox before heading back on the road Friday next week against the Toronto Blue Jays. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's high school sports time again, and that means the TVL Spotlight is back on KNDY. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight podcast, where we discuss the scores, stats, and stories of the Twin Valley League. Check out the shows on TVLSpotlight.com and under the podcast page on SunflowerStateRadio.com. The TVL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League sports.
Join KNDY as we kick off the high school football season with the Marysville Bulldogs Friday hosting Abilene. 6 o'clock, K-Prep's pregame show. Coach's Corner Roundup to follow with a 6:45 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawk football live Friday on FM 95.5.
Rock, Chalk, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown Kansas.
Leave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Friday as the Jayhawks kick off the 2023 season against Missouri State in Lawrence. Pregame begins at 5:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game here on Today's Country, 95.5 KNDY.
It's a great time to be a Wildcat.
It's good! The Wildcats are champions of the Big 12!
The defending Big 12 champions hit the turf right here all season long. Join us Saturday as the Wildcats kick off the 2023 season against the Southeast Missouri Redhawks. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football, the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game here on Classic Country, KNDY.
KNDY.
I was standing at the checkout by a rack of magazines. Cover story told about another heartbroken beauty queen. How she was getting over just one more sad affair. And As I waited for my change, you know it hit me then and there. That ordinary people have extraordinary love. A million little miracles far beneath the stars above. The greatest gift that I could ever wish for you and me is life as ordinary as can be. Then I heard some famous people had an anniversary. 5 long years together, it was Hollywood history. Now my grandma and grandpa never made no printed page, but they took the love of 57 years right to the grave. Have extraordinary love. A million little miracles far beneath the stars above. The greatest gift that I could ever wish for you and me is a life as ordinary as can be. We all like to watch, and by the time the movie ends, who of us hasn't wished to be a little more like them? But I bet every time two stars are breaking up, that they wish somehow, some way, they were a little more like us. Have extraordinary love. A million little miracles far beneath the stars above. The greatest gift that I could ever wish for you and me is a life as ordinary as can be. Oh, the greatest gift that I could ever wish for you and is a life as ordinary as can be.